Landlords in Philadelphia are noticing a trend. It's getting harder and harder to find tenants to move into their units. With the city in the midst of an apartment construction boom, renters have more options than ever, meaning landlords are increasingly going above and beyond to get people to sign leases. WHYY's Bobby Allen first got turned on to this after he went through it himself.
I was recently helping my landlord find a replacement tenant for my apartment. It's a charming third-story walk-up near Queen Village. It has hardwood floors, good lighting, and a private roof deck. It's also reasonably priced. My landlord says in all the years he's owned it, he's never had to give more than two showings before someone snapped it up. But this time was different. We showed the apartment to droves of people over several weeks before someone finally committed. What's going on here? Is he the only one? Hardly.
I mean, I had two conversations yesterday with people who we have rentals for. Exactly what happened to you and your landlord. Exactly.
That's longtime Philly real estate broker Mike McCann. He says this time of year after school starts is typically a slow season, but he says that's just a small part of the story. The bigger part? The flood of brand new apartments and renovated units in Philadelphia are giving landlords intense competition.
2 years ago, we do a Craigslist post, and we get 20 hits. Now I just had one, a little one-bedroom on 9th and Spruce for $1,100, a tiny, one, small, cute one-bedroom. We had no hits in a week.
In the last year, according to real estate research firm RealPage, 8 apartment buildings have been completed around Center City, and there are 19 currently under construction. Once those are finished, it will be the largest number of new apartments hitting the market since the firm began tracking Philly in the 1990s. Here's Drexel University economist Kevin Gillen.
We have a lot of units chasing relatively fewer renters.
Too many apartments, not enough people looking to rent them. As a result, median rents in Philadelphia are down for the first time in 7 years. That's according to data from Zillow.com. It's a renter's market, which means it's a tough time for people like real estate agent Christy Michaels.
Hey, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I meet her at a renovated brownstone she's showing in Society Hill.
Watch your step.
We're walking up the stairs to check it out with prospective tenants Lisa Schaufler and Alyssa Koningsberg. Walking to the bedroom, and the two women look around the space.
Both bedrooms also have window units, so this whole area is cooled as well. And this is a huge bedroom with a giant closet.
To Schaufler and Koningsberg, this is just one of many, many places they're considering. Here's Koningsberg.
We went to a place every single night last week, and some have just been the worst. And you don't know because the pictures look really good, and then you get there.
And when they get there, they are quick to identify deal breakers.
We don't really like carpet that much because it kind of feels gross.
Yeah.
We need a dishwasher. We cannot do our own dishes.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, we need laundry in the unit because we went to a place this morning that didn't have laundry, and they were like, bring it across the street. And we were like, no, we'll never do laundry if we have to do that.
Michael says the two are proof that the market is leaning in favor of renters. Being this choosy is a luxury when the supply of apartments is tight and there's cutthroat competition for each one. But now, the opposite is true.
The market is so saturated right now.
Because of that, Michael says landlords are sweetening the pot to woo apartment hunters.
Owners are decreasing the rents in an effort to try to get renters in. I have one client who is now offering two free months. Two free months prorated over 12 months is like an incredible deal.
That's not all. Michael says Philly landlords are offering flat screen TVs, credit at laundromats, gym memberships, and free parking spots, all to draw reluctant renters. And meanwhile, apartment hunters like Koningsberg are taking it all in and not settling for anything other than the perfect place.
It's like our night job. Like, we get off of work and I'm like, Lisa, as the minute you get off, get changed, we're going. So it's maybe like 10 this week, I would say about 10. Yeah.
Landlord after landlord told me the name of the game right now in Philly isn't increasing rents from last year, but instead trying to hang on to the tenants they have by encouraging them to sign new leases with no rent hikes. Does the apartment oversupply and demand not quite keeping up mean we're entering an apartment bubble? Economist Greg Willett with RealPage doesn't think so. He says the greater Center City area is experiencing an oversupply right now, and everyone is feeling it, but it's not a cause for alarm.
There's no big concern about this being a bubble market. The leasing activity is a little bit slow by historical standards, but it's still reasonably healthy.
Mike McCann, the real estate broker, says with more and more people, especially young people, drawn to Philly for its relative affordability, things should balance out in a year or two as all the empty apartments are absorbed by new arrivals.
All these millennials, the rental market's going to stay a healthy market. It's not like people are saying, yeah, I'm not going to Philly anymore. I'm going to go to Delaware. You know, that's not happening.
Not that there's anything wrong with moving to Delaware, but barring a mass exodus there, McCann says don't expect an apartment market crash anytime soon. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.